Welcome to the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. If you're passionate about mastering self-leadership, then you're in the right place. I have always been curious about and fascinated by the pursuit of leadership excellence. This is why I pursued my PhD in psychology with a specialization in business, and I've continued to dedicate my career to understanding the science and practice of positive leadership. My name is Craig Dowden. I'm a best-selling author, award-winning keynote speaker, executive coach, and member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Each week, I'll bring you world-class content on the science and practice of positive leadership. Through my conversations with best-selling authors, TED speakers, and top CEOs, you'll be able to leverage their insights and experience so you can maximize your potential and be the leader the world needs you to be. Hello, everyone. And welcome to another edition of the Do Good to Lead Well podcast series. I'm your host, Craig Dowden, and each month I record a solo episode where I share the latest and greatest conversations that I've been a part of or intriguing research that I've discovered. And hard to imagine, we're almost at the end of Q1 for 2024. This episode for March 2024 is now upon us. And one of the skills that I want to talk about today is really around active listening. In a world that seems that it cannot stop talking, one of the most vitally important skills for our personal and professional lives is our ability to listen. And this is why I called the title of the episode Amplify Your Listening, because there's a great framework that was introduced by Kerry Patterson and their colleagues in the fantastic book, Crucial Conversations. And active listening is so important in terms of building relationships, collaborating, problem solving, all kinds of benefits for us. It allows us to unlock information that we didn't have previously when we speak. We're basically saying things we already know. So when we're listening and listening well, we now get access to broaden our perspective on things. Extraordinarily valuable, especially in a world that's moving so quickly. So I want to share how we, as listeners to this podcast and in our daily lives, we can elevate the quality of our listening by amplifying the dial. And so the model is AMP, A-M-P-P, double P at the end. And I'm going to walk through each of these components. Now, the first one is likely the least surprising, which is asking questions. When we ask questions right at the beginning that I talked about, we are now providing us an opportunity to learn something new. And so asking questions is at the heart of effective listening, is at the heart of active listening. And there was a fantastic study done by Zenger Folkman and their colleagues, which showed that one of the core behavioral observations of great listening is asking questions. When we ask questions of other people, they rate us as strong listeners. Now, what's important around this asking questions is not all questions are created equal. And one of the key things that we want to do is ask open-ended questions. The more open the question, the more groundwork that people have on the receiving end to take it in whatever direction they want. So making sure that we ask open-ended questions, we avoid rhetorical questions, we avoid dichotomous questions. Well, do you think this? Because again, it's going to lead to a yes, no response. There's not a whole lot of exchanging information. And in fact, in some really compelling research on teams, what the researchers discovered was that teams that asked more questions as opposed to advocating positions, there was an equal balance between asking questions and stating a particular opinion or advocating for a position. Well, these were most effective. And in the top performing teams, that ratio was about 1-to-1. I ask a question as often as I advocate my position. The worst performing teams in that study, it was extraordinary. Well, in that case, they would ask a question 1 out of every 20 times that someone spoke. You can probably imagine in that context how much learning is happening there. Are we truly understanding other people's positions? You could probably imagine a team that's just going back and forth, probably arguing more than they are collaboratively problem solving. So the second letter, the M
in the amplification model is mirroring. And mirroring is awesome. It's one of the best ways to build a connection with a newborn. So if you've ever, whenever you've interacted with a newborn baby, what's one of the best ways to create a smile and to create total engagement is to start to mimic, mirror what they're doing. They raise their hand, you raise their hand, they smile, you smile, on and on and on. That mirroring, to see that, just creates such joy. And a lot of cases, the adults have to disengage to the the disappointment of the little baby that we're doing that. Yet it just shows the power of that, how important it is. And mirroring's great. We're able to mirror, put a mirror up to the other person. It demonstrates that we're listening to them, we're observing them, that we're understanding them. So as an example, mirroring can be done in a positive context where someone's tone of voice raises in an excitable way, or their energy, their body language starts to really get more animated. And so we can reflect that in our observations of them, mirroring that to them in terms of saying, well, I sense you're really excited about this, or I believe this sounds like this is a topic that you're very passionate about. All wonderful ways to mirror. And perhaps the most powerful entry point for mirroring is in difficult conversations, when we are having tough discussions on things, and there's the risk of conflict where someone we care about personally or professionally, there's a bit of strain that's happening right now in real time. And one of the best ways to use mirroring in that circumstance, and we often don't, is when there's a disconnect between what the person's saying and how they're showing up in the conversation. Now, when we are having a difficult discussion, sometimes what can happen is we get the sense that things aren't great on the other side, and we just let it go. We don't follow up. We don't check in. We're just kind of hope that this is going to go by and it's not a big deal. And yet we know inside it probably is a big deal, and we wish we could engage and explore. Now, some people, and I think this is great, will ask a question, going back to step one, right? And say, hey, Craig, is everything okay? Are you sure you're all right? Now, here's where it gets interesting. Craig says, yes. Yep. It's fine. No problem. And folds their arms, right? Well, now we're stuck because it's, I asked the question, so good for me. Yet I don't feel like the tone of voice or the body language reassures me that everything is fine. So here's where mirroring is awesome, because we can think, I don't want to ask the question again. Maybe I'll be annoying. They might think I don't trust them. This is where mirroring is great. I can go back and say, hey, Craig, I appreciate you saying that everything's okay. I may be off on this. Based on your tone of voice, your body language, I sense something's up. Can you tell more about this? Fantastic. Now, what it does is shines a mirror, puts a mirror up to them that they may not see how things are leaking out of them. And they appreciate the other person, in the vast majority of cases, are going to appreciate that we're checking in and seeing how things are going. And well, yeah, you know what? That last comment bothered me. Awesome. Or even if they don't feel comfortable to share what prompted that reaction, perhaps it isn't a big deal. And perhaps it just in the moment they reacted, and now in reflection, they're okay. People appreciate that. Once again, we're attempting to truly listen to them. We're not bypassing them overly quickly. So now we get to the first of the two P's, paraphrasing. So paraphrasing is a massively underutilized tool when it comes to engaging in active listening. And what is paraphrasing? Essentially, repeating back to someone what they've just said in our own words. Awesome. Because what it does is show, hey, I'm taking the input that you've just provided, the message that you've just shared with me, and now I'm going to do my best to integrate it into my own words, my own phrases. Sometimes people are nervous about paraphrasing because they're worried, well, what if I get it wrong? What if I'm not capturing what they shared? This is where it's awesome. If you do it right, fantastic. Yay, virtual high five for you, because now the other person feels heard, feels understood. What if we get it wrong? Well, great news as well. We can put our egos aside. The other person will correct us. They will let us know, well, Craig, that's not exactly right. This is what I was going for. Now, what's beautiful about this is it doesn't matter how effective we are at paraphrasing. The fact that we do it either leads to an immediate appreciation of our ability to paraphrase accurately, or it's going to lead to correction, which the other person A, appreciates that we've attempted to paraphrase, and B, now we have a better understanding, stronger alignment about what they were saying. And so this can propel our conversation forward. So rather than moving ahead with that disconnection, perhaps I did misunderstand what was being shared. Well, now by paraphrasing, I have the chance to stress test that idea. So again, so many benefits of this. Paraphrasing is a fabulous tool for connection. And Chris Voss, the best-selling author of Never Split the Difference, former FBI negotiator, awesome masterclass and book that I can't recommend more highly enough, will even share another great technique is to use some of the words, the keywords in the other person's conversation as a way to demonstrate and incorporate that into our paraphrasing. So awesome stuff. Now, the last P in the AMP model is priming the conversation. And this is where essentially we can name the elephant in the room. I'll revert back to conflict. Let's say I've had a difficult exchange with a colleague. Let's say we're about to embark on a really challenging project with tight deadlines, limited resources. Well, rather than barrel on in, and especially if I'm the leader of the project or I'm the leader of the team, if I just go in and take over the conversation and there's no acknowledgement of what's happening, well, guess what? People either think that we're oblivious to this situation, really don't have a handle on things, or we don't care about it, or both. All of those are bad. Don't want to have that kind of outcome. And so this is where priming can be really terrific, a really powerful way, again, to show that we're listening and that we understand the context of this conversation. So essentially saying, hey, Craig, I appreciate that we're about to start a really challenging project under an extraordinarily tight deadline with limited resources. What my goal is here today is to have the most constructive conversation possible because we need to figure this out together. And so even when we disagree, my hope is we can stay constructive, that we stay on task and stay on the issue so that we can figure things out together. That can be a great way to prime the beginning of a conversation. We can prime it midway in a conversation as another aside. So let's say we're in the middle of a discussion about a particular project or a particular topic or a particular person, and the other individual starts to get animated, starts to get visibly upset, raises their voice, gets flushed, those kinds of things. And now I'm recognizing my own elevated emotional response, shall we say. Well, another fabulous way to prime. Hey, Craig, I sense that we're both getting really engaged here and getting hot under the collar, if you will. And so perhaps we want to just take a bit and step back, hit the pause button on this for a little bit and do a check-in. Again, a wonderful way of calling things out so that now in a more distant state that we can self-reflect and plan our way forward. Active listening certainly seems to be a skill that so many of us desire to see in those around us, the people we care about, our friends, our family, our colleagues. And yet in so many cases, it can be a skill that we can feel is increasingly rare. And so by recording this podcast today, I wanted to shine a light on how we can amplify our listening and forge deeper relationships in our personal and professional lives. Thank you to everyone for supporting the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. Please rate, like, subscribe, share. Love to hear your ideas around the topics and guests that we bring into this program. You're an invaluable member of the Do Good to Lead Well universe and community. And until next time, take care.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on Do Good to Lead Well. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can follow me on Twitter at Craig Dowden or reach out via LinkedIn or email info@craigdowden.com. I look forward to meeting you here next week for another transformational episode.